Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. Our celebrant is Monsignor Lamorte, and this Mass is for the intention of Michael Sumo.
Please rise and let us sing together our entrance hymn number 481. Come, Christians, join to sing number 481.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
We acknowledge our sins, brothers and sisters, as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son entrusted Mary Magdalene before all others with announcing the great joy of the resurrection, grant, we pray, that through her intercession and example, we may proclaim the living Christ and come to see him reigning in your glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Song of Songs. The bride says, "On my bed at night I sought him, whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise then and go about the city. In the streets and crossings, I will seek him whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. The watchmen came upon me as they made their rounds of the city. Have you seen him whom my heart loves? I had hardly left them when I found him whom my heart loves." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
O God, you are my God whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like the earth, parched, lifeless, and without water.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
Thus have I gazed toward you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, for your kindness is a greater good than life. My lips shall glorify you.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
Thus will I bless you while I live. Lifting up my hands, I will call upon your name. As with the riches of a banquet shall my soul be satisfied, and with exultant lips my mouth shall praise you. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. You are my help, and in the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. My soul clings fast to you. Your right hand upholds me. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. And she saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. And she told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white who were sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet of where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener. And so she said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary Magdalene went and she announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And then she reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's feast day of St. Mary Magdalene and John's Gospel take us all the way back to the morning of Easter Sunday, where we find Mary Magdalene questioning a man whom she thought was the gardener, a stranger, looking for answers for this great mystery that she witnessed and experienced. And we also find Jesus questioning Mary a little bit, saying some things to her, but it was none of these things in the conversation that was able to move Mary except the sound of her name on the lips of Jesus. It changed everything for her. She was a completely different person. because after hearing her name, it was only then that she was able to go out and proclaim to the apostles and anybody else who would listen to her, I have seen the Lord. Brothers and sisters, confident in God's mercy and love for us, we present him now with our prayers. And so we pray for church leaders and missionaries that God will make them fearless witnesses in proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all nations, that God will inspire those in power to govern justly. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all whose lives are threatened or disrupted by war or other forms of violence, that the Lord will help them find safety and peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all in this faith community, that God will sanctify us in our witness before him, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our beloved dead, that they who lived in Christ in this life will soon see the resurrected Jesus face to face. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, we entrust these prayers to your care as we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to offer, which the earth has given, human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine, work of human hands, that will become our spiritual drink. Lord God, we ask you to receive us. Be pleased with the sacrifice we offer with humble and contrite hearts. Brothers and sisters, pray that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, the offerings presented in commemoration of St. Mary Magdalene, whose homage of charity was graciously accepted by your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to glorify you in all things, Almighty Father, whose mercy is not less than your power through Christ our Lord. He appeared in the garden and revealed himself to Mary Magdalene, who had loved him in life, witnessed him dying on the cross, sought him as he lay in the tomb, and was the first to adore him, newly risen from the dead. He honored her with the office of being an apostle to the apostles, so that the good news of new life might reach the ends of the earth. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim.
Hosanna in the highest.
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us sing together our communion hymn number 506, Deck Thyself, My Soul with Gladness, number 506.
Blood of Christ. Let us pray. May the holy reception of your mysteries, Lord, instill in us that persevering love with which St. Mary Magdalene clung resolutely to Christ, her master, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Let us go forth singing number 519, Fairest Lord Jesus, number 519.